Welcome to episode 2544 of your daily meditation podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to our series this week. This week, we're exploring a theme that's by popular request. We are exploring how to heal from and how to manage toxic relationships. In today's episode, you're going to be guided as you repeat an affirmation that can help you to start your day. And this is an affirmation that can help you particularly if you're in a situation that's hostile or verbally abusive. This week's series may have you thinking a little more about some of the more toxic people in your own life. And that is why I want to share with you our sponsor for today's episode. That is the BetterHelp app. From anywhere in the world, in the comfort of your own home, the BetterHelp app will assess your needs and match you with your very own professionally licensed therapist. This is not a life coach. It is a highly vetted therapist who is waiting to help you the way you need it most. Maybe you'd like to sleep better. Maybe you'd like help organizing your important goals. Maybe you'd like a little more mental clarity. Maybe you would like to manage a toxic relationship in a better way. This is professional counseling done securely online. You can send a message to your counselor at any time. You can also be matched with a different counselor until you find the right match. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/daily meditation. That's better, BETTER, and then help, HELP.com/daily meditation. So that's where you can find a little extra support. I invite you now to reflect a bit on a toxic relationship in your life. You might consider people that you meet who seem a little more on edge or even hostile these days. There are overt and covert signs of more hostile or toxic communication. Some overt signs include yelling, name-calling, or repeating hurtful phrases. Also, it might even include throwing and breaking things, or using your body for physical intimidation or force. I'm sharing this with you from insider.com, an article entitled Seven Telltale Signs of a Toxic Relationship and How to Fix It, according to couple therapists. This is by Sarah Fielding. More covert signs of communication that's toxic includes the silent treatment or using you statements. These are considered to be blaming statements as opposed to I statements, such as you are doing this, rather than I feel this way when you do this. Constantly interrupting, listening to respond instead of listening to hear and understand. These hostile communication patterns can cause tension and create a lot of distrust. Healthy relationships rely on open communication, and meditation will help you to do one of the most important things you can do when faced with hostile communication, or if you feel provoked to respond to someone in a hostile way. As you're seated, getting ready to meditate, you're going to be guided to calm your emotions. I'll guide you as you repeat the affirmation and also combine it with your breath. Focusing on your breath is one of the most powerful ways to instantly calm your mind and your body. Know that there's a lot of help if you find yourself in a toxic relationship. You can reach out to the National Domestic Violence Hotline if you live in the United States, and also make sure that you reach out to a loved one or someone who knows what you're experiencing. It's also important not to blame yourself if you find yourself in a toxic relationship. As you're seated right now, reflect on communication patterns you'd like to change with someone in your life. Maybe you'd like to change your own reaction to stressful situations. You might honestly consider whether some of your communication patterns could be considered toxic or harmful to others. As you're seated, your spine nice and straight, your eyes gently uplifted, begin to notice how you're feeling at this moment. You may find you're experiencing a little tension or uneasiness. Allow yourself to be fully present with your emotional state as well as your physical state. Notice where you hold some of these most harmful emotions you might experience. Know that you are on a journey. You're always moving forward, always improving. There's always a new chance, a fresh start. Begin to notice the rhythm and flow of your breath right now. Honor yourself for this time you're allowing yourself to reflect on a difficult emotion. Send peace to the people who you might experience toxic communication with. Notice how you feel when you do that. Know you are okay just as you are. As you're seated with your spine straight, your eyes gently uplifted, your jaws relaxed, your shoulders are relaxed. And soften your stomach. Out loud, repeat the affirmation for this week. Repeat it every morning when you wake up and in the evening before you go to bed. I am whole. I am whole. I am whole. Notice how you feel as you repeat that statement. What does it mean to you to feel whole? Reflect on how you feel and how you act. And who you're with when you feel whole. mentally affirm the affirmation, I am whole. I am whole. I am whole. When your mind begins to wander, bring it back to the affirmation, repeating it with your full intention. You are so worth slowing down for.